South Africa's newest breakfast show is here. On Smile 90.4 FM. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Listen, I love it. Love it. When Cape Town's Suns return.
Oh, yes.
Right, because ons kyk so lekker knop in ons keel. Because we're proud of them.
Exactly.
We really are. And even though when they come to play us as opposition, doesn't matter in what sport, we're still very proud of them. They've gone and they've done very well on the world stage. And also so trots op hulle.
And representing us,
and
you know?
Yeah, correct. Mm. And then it becomes torn because we know that they have to be professional and play, you know, for the team that they're playing for. Mm. But at the same time, there's also this level of, he's back home. We'd love to see him back. Stay here. Stay here, man. Don't go. But now he spends his time with France. It must be so good to be home. Dylan Lates.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was an awesome welcome. Thank you. Probably the best welcome back message I've received.
You know? So did the Stormers not send you a message or something?
Did Ricky not send you a message?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Rick. Dill, it must be so good being home. I mean, you know, we say it when you travel away and you're playing your rugby, obviously, we know, overseas. Every weekend it's a graft. It's what you do for a living. But to come back home and then all of a sudden it's that nostalgic feel of, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
100%. Look, I was lucky enough to come back one time in last December to play. I never thought that would happen.
Yeah.
And then when I heard I was coming back a second time, I was like, gee whiz, I should have left a long time ago. but no, it's awesome to be home again. You know, just being around here. First of all, having a bit of sun.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're struggling to find that over in La Rochelle at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, being back home, seeing the family, seeing the friends, and Rick.
Oh, wow.
it's been so good to be back home, just to be in Cape Town, be amongst, you know, your people, be in the place where you grow up. You know, it's awesome.
It's very special. And for your teammates as well, because a lot of them would, those that traveled out in December would have known, but they look to you now like where, Dill, where, what's going on?
What's the place? You know? Everyone, I said last time, literally every day, they were like, oh, the waterfront, amazing. And I was like, guys, this time, please just expand your horizon. there's a lot of the other things that are good in Cape Town. Yep. Don't just head off to the waterfront.
Exactly.
So now the boys have been out for dinner the last couple of nights and they've gone out. So it's been really good. They absolutely love it here. Yeah. They love coming back here. And I think for rugby, in terms of rugby, you know, it's so awesome that some of these French boys have been able to come over to South Africa, to Cape Town for the first time in their lives, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, what a place to come to, to for the first time, yeah.
You are playing incredible, and you have been for a while, incredible rugby. The French love you. And to look ahead and go, well, you know, will you stay playing your rugby? Will you come back home and will we see you again in the future? I think that's maybe too early to say now, but one thing's for sure, that you've given us as Cape Townians that have followed your career a chance to watch a different rugby, because every time La Rochelle play, in the past I might never have watched, but I'll watch now because I know somebody that plays in the team. So
100%.
And I think that for Cape Townians, there's definitely a connection there.
Really, and it's special for me as well, because so many of my friends back here or family back here have just said, oh, we're so lucky because we get to see, like you said, a different competition, a different game, and it's awesome for us as rugby players to have the game sort of become a bit bigger on the global stage as well. It's not just people watching the same team every weekend, the Stormers playing the Bulls or the Sharks or whatever the case may be. So it's really good from that perspective, and you know, I'm just happy that I can play a small part in that, you know. But even last time when we came out here, there was some South African supporters just saying, look, I honestly, to tell you the truth, had never heard of La Rochelle before, you know, I'm always trying to watch La Rochelle games or watch some of the French games.
Yes.
So it's really good from a rugby perspective to hear things like that, yeah.
I love that. And I think that when you do look back at what was, in the Stormers' mind, maybe a walkover, wasn't a walkover in December. Jeez, it was a tight game.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about that. I know your time's precious and you've got to get back for breakfast and a whole lot of other things. And we're just so fortunate to have you here. 0829 904 904, some cool messages coming through welcoming Dylan gentleman back home as well saying it's so lekker to have him back in Cape Town. Absolutely. And if you've got your tickets to go tomorrow and watch, this is what it's all about. Rugby is more than just about getting out there and supporting your local team. Mm. It's about the amazing opportunity to see some of the best in the world in action, not just locally. As Phil pointed out, you know, it's always lekker to have these home derbies when the northern part of the country come down and we've got the Bulls here. Mm. There's local rivalry. But then when you've got an international team like La Rochelle on our shores playing rugby in the city, yeah, it's festive. You just feel it. Yeah. And there'll be households in France going, we are going to Dominica tomorrow.
That's not so bad, that, right?
You follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.